welcome to another episode of Unbox the Inbox with me, your host, Gary Redmond. On this podcast, you learn how to grow your subscription business using the power of free and mostly automated email marketing. We'll hopefully have some fun doing it too. I'm the co-founder of BusterBox.com and also a mentor and coach helping founders like me and you create their dream life through subscription businesses. So, today's topic, probably going to be a short enough episode this week, guys, because there's not much to say about this. And I hope I'm going to simplify and clarify what you should be working on this week and kind of give you my two cents on where you should be focusing your time and attention if you want to grow your subscribers and grow your business and do less work for more results. Okay. So a lot of this year so far, now 2 months into the year, 2024, I've been trying to do less. Okay, I had a call with my coach on a call there in February. He basically said, like, what 90% of people need to be doing to get the results that they want is to stop doing like 90% of the things that they're doing. Okay, let me say that again. So he's like, in order to get what you want, most people need to stop doing like 90% of the things that they're doing. And that is usually time wasting stuff that you think is going to be effective or maybe down the line or whatever. And it's actually not, okay? And one of the biggest ones is social media, okay? So let's talk about social media quickly. Like, the way it's designed to waste people's time. So if you're a user, you obviously use it to pretty much scroll, waste time. It just takes up your attention. But if you're trying to use it to get sales, it's also massive amount of time commitment has to be made, because you have to create content, you have to produce it, and you're basically working for these social media platforms for free. And it's not that they not like they even pay you fairly, okay? You might have an audience of a few thousand followers if you manage to get there, but they only show your content to like 2%, whatever the percent is, right? Everybody knows it's really low, and they want you to basically pay to see your followers anyway. So you do all this work to fill their platform, their product full of content that other people can watch and consume, and they don't even really pay you for it, right? And they want you to pay them to reach the same users, okay? So for that reason, and I had a coaching call recently, like, we don't even talk about social media in BusterBox. Like it's literally like the smallest thing. We do talk about it, right? But it's like the smallest thing on the agenda. Like, it's like a 10-minute part of our call for the week. Like, everything else we're talking about and the topic of this podcast is basically you only need to do three things, okay, to grow your subscribers, believe this or not, okay? Number one, your website. Number two, your emails. Number three, your ads. Those three things are all we talk about and all you need to be thinking about and talking about, okay? If you have a website that's optimized to convert, if you have a strong offer, if you have an email capture system, like I talked last week about sign up flows, if you have a way of following up with people, obviously through email, and you have automations created and you're sending regular emails, emails actually designed to get sales, and if you're driving traffic to your website, once you know that your website converts and your email converts, you'll grow your business. That is literally all we do, okay? Now, obviously, there's things in there that we do in between all those things, like with our offers and keeping our emails fresh and things like that. But believe it or not, the overall marketing strategy is relatively simple for these businesses. Come up with an offer, your website, your emails, and your ads, okay? So we talked before, previous episodes, about optimizing your website to convert. The reason why we want to start here is because if this is where everybody has to go to actually sign up for your box, shouldn't that be the place where you're selling it in the best possible light? And like, it's easy to say, yeah, I'm doing that, Gary, but go back and listen to the podcast episode about optimizing your website to convert. And you'll see the copy you need to be writing, the imagery, the offer, things like that, okay? But spending all your time and your effort on social media, going live and kind of putting out content there, that's going to be seen by very few people. And then even less people are going to actually click over to your website. You're actually better off to just pay for ads, because they're going to go directly to your website, okay, from the social media platforms that you're working for free. So your emails, mentioned this again, as I said before on this podcast, but your email strategy is very simple. Install a sign up flow on your website and capture emails in as people interact with your site. A certain percentage of people, since we've now optimized your website to convert, a certain percentage of people will go click over to your website from your ads, which we'll talk about in a second, and they will convert. Okay, they'll buy straight away. But most people will not buy right away. So our job as founders is to capture them as email leads. And when you capture them as an email lead, using a sign-up flow is basically, it's a byproduct of your sales. You don't pay any money for lead ads, you don't pay anything. You just basically capture people as they interact with your site. And if you have a sign-up flow, you're going to get usually 10 times more emails than a pop-up. Okay, that's what we do. Everything you learn in this podcast and everything I tell anybody is, it's what we do. Okay, I don't have any shame about telling you what we're doing because I know it works. Okay, so capture the emails. Then you're going to create an automation. Believe it or not, it's 4 emails. It's not 60 emails or 20. And it's not all these crazy things we're doing. We're sending 4 emails. And the emails are a reminder of what's in the box and the offer. It's going to be a deep dive into what they're actually going to get. Third one is a personal style email, just like a text style email, just something different. We say it's from your dog. And the final one is some urgency and scarcity to get them off the fence. Okay, that's all we do with the automations. Okay, now obviously other stuff we do in terms of the back end of the business with automations, like that's where I do it all in Busterbox, is the back end, like reactivations, getting reviews, all that sort of stuff. That is part of our email marketing, but purely on customer acquisition, we just have a 4 email. Sequence. But the reason why it works is that we have an offer that converts, we have a website that converts, and we're capturing as many emails as possible. Okay. Another thing we do with emails is we send 3 emails a week with new offers. Sometimes it's the same offer, but different styles, rotate the offers. So we'll bring a new offer out for a week or two, email about that, take it away, bring the other one back, or bring out a new one again. Okay. So that's how we keep our emails fresh. But all of our emails are geared towards sales. Okay, we don't send newsletters. Okay, and like waste our time and people's time. Okay, we want to get sales because you don't make any money if people read your newsletters. Okay, you make money if they buy your box. So the final thing then is ads, and this is what we do. Again, this is how you create an ad campaign. Go to Facebook ad library. You can Google it. Look at what your competitors are doing. Okay, big good competitors in the industry, if possible. If you don't have someone who knows exactly what you do, find someone who's targeting similar customers or get inspiration. All you're looking for in the beginning is inspiration. And what you're going to do is you're going to look at what creatives they're using, which that means pictures and videos, what headlines, what hooks, what copy, what offers. Okay. You're going to write all this down into a Google Doc. Then you're going to create your own ads similar to the ones that appear to be working for other people. Okay. As you do the research, you'll get some ideas for your own ads. Okay. Get ads created, either do them yourself or go to Fiverr and get a designer to create your ads and run some budget on them. Okay. You need to put at least $25 a day so you can get data back. And when you're looking at the ads, by data, I mean, you need to see what's the click-through rates. What's the cost per click? The click-through rate is a metric of how often people are clicking on your ad when they see it. So if it's a high click-through rate, it means that a high percentage of people who see your ad are interested and are clicking. Okay, that means your ads are working. Okay, if people are clicking from your ads and they're going over to your website and they're not buying, the problem is your website conversion rate. Okay, if they are buying, great. If the customer acquisition cost is still too expensive, I would look at your email strategy. Okay, and make sure you're capturing emails and make sure your emails are converting, because email is going to reduce your customer acquisition cost, because if you send emails and you get sales from them, emails are free. Okay, so if you're paying for ads and you're getting 2 customers a day, and then you're sending emails and you're getting 2 more customers a day, then you've just halved your customer acquisition cost. Okay, because you're getting 4 instead of 2. So believe it or not, that's all you need to know and all you need to do in this industry. Okay, mic drop. That's the end of this episode.